survey says it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Hi, everybody. Great to have you here tonight. Thanks for joining us on Family Feud, where two families will be answering some fun questions. And if they get them right, they'll be in the running for some big money and maybe a brand new car, too. So let's meet them now. First up, our champs, the Snedden family. Great to have you back for another shot, another try at the $10,000, and you've brought with you who?
Okay, so I have my beautiful cousin Louise, my eldest daughter Tanace, and my lovely aunt Arnie Doreen.
Watch Doreen down the end, everyone. She's a cheeky monkey. She's a cheeky monkey. And ready to take them on tonight, it's the Petrocito family. Hi there, how are you? Whoa, oh, oh. It's the Sicilian way, is it?
It certainly
is. I love it. Can you say your name for me?
Petrocito.
Oh, it's delicious. I love that. Who have you brought with you?
I've brought my sisters Tina, Laura and Lisa.
Yay! Great to have you guys here. Laura, team captains, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something children do in the car when they're bored. Karen.
They fight.
They can fight. It's there.
Eat.
They can eat in the car. No, fight it is. Pass or play.
Yeah. They're going to pass.
She was going to play, so let's go. Okie dokie. Something children do in the car when they're bored.
Sing.
They sing. Love it. There you go. Nice work. Hey, Laura.
How are you?
Lovely to see you. Something children do in the car when they're bored.
Play I Spy.
That's right. Yes. Well done. You ready?
I am.
Let's go. Something children do in the car when they're bored.
Talk to each other.
They talk to each other. It's only the first strike, don't stress. Annette? Something children do in the car when they're bored.
Play their computer games.
They do these days. Nice work. Nice work. Something children do in the car when they're bored.
Stick their head out the window.
Are you confusing them with dogs? Let's try it. Second strike. Snedden's could steal, so they're going to have a think, Laura.
I'm going to go with sleep.
They sleep in the cars, not bad. Good.
Along the lines of technology again.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you have those back of the TV screens? They watch movies.
They watch movies. Ooh, first try. Oh. Snedden family. Doreen, have you got an answer?
Sort of.
Yep. Good.
They cry.
They cry. Tanace.
Complain.
Louise.
Go to sleep.
We've had sleep. Karen.
Okay, being a mother of two and being on many, many road trips myself, they complain.
They
like to whinge.
Are we there yet? Nice work, Snedden family. First points of the game. Congratulations. Number 7.
Scream!
Are we there yet? Was also a form of complaining. To play this game. This is awesome fun. 71 is the advantage to the Snedden family right now. If one of these families goes on to win for 5 nights in a row, you know what? They will be driving home and singing and whinging and crying in the back, but they won't because they're going to love it because it's a Mitsubishi Outlander. So there, kids. This great-looking SUV offers CVT auto with paddle shift, hill start control, the unique Mitsubishi multi-communication system so you can communicate all you like, kids. And for everyone playing along at home who want the top answer to this one, name a colour that describes an action. Let's compare answers when we come back on this fabulous night of a very fun feud. A lot of fun here tonight. We hope you are too. Now, before the break, I asked, name a colour that describes an action. And the top answer was...
Red!
Red. Nice work. Give me Louise. Give me Tina. Let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name an item you might need to purchase if you had a pool.
Flooring.
Louise? Chlorine?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Pass or play?
So an item you might need to purchase if you had a pool.
I'm going to say the first aid CPR sign.
That's very legally required, and well done you. Very sensible. However, not on the board. Doreen, an item you might need to purchase if you had a pool.
The lifesaver, what do you call them?
Floaties?
Floaties.
Yeah.
I'd need them.
Let's see if they're on the board. Good job. Karen.
You have to have the pool noodles.
Ah, the big long
sticks. The big pool noodles.
So kids can just bash each other with them. They're fun. Or float safely in the water.
I go more with the floating
side. They're dual usage. Let's see. Pool noodles. Nice work.
I want to say a pool gate, the fence.
Good. Safety first. Nice. Nice.
I'm thinking a pool umbrella.
Let's try that. Second strike. So, Petrocito family could steal. They're having a think. Doreen.
Pool cleaner.
Pool cleaner? Let's give it a shot. Good work. I think Doreen would like her own pool boy.
She would. Tall, dark.
Karen.
Swimmers.
Swimmers. Nice work. We're going okay. Two left on the board, Louise.
Water.
Water is a good idea. Third strike, I'm afraid. Righto, family. Lisa.
A creepy crawly.
Laura.
A filter.
Tina.
The leaf collector, the net that collects the leaves.
A net, some wonderful options. Yours to choose, though.
They are wonderful options, and I think I will go with the pool filter.
The pool filter?
Mm.
Need a clean pool, got to have a pool filter. Well done. The Petrocito family, they bag some points. Takes them to the lead on 88 right now. The final answer on the board is number 6. Pool toys to have a great time in the pool. Righto, double points time right now. Tenace, Laura, let's do it. We surveyed 100 people and the top 6 answers are on the board. Give me a situation in which you might see someone wearing a mask. Tenace.
Halloween.
Halloween. Nice. Laura.
Robbing a bank.
Robbing a bank. Is,
maybe.
Yeah, cool, cool. Okay, they're going to play. Australia is such a country of convicts.
It's just a part-time job.
Give me a situation in which you might see someone wearing a mask.
In surgery.
In surgery. Nice work. Got something?
Costume party.
Costume party. Lovely. Two to go, Tina.
I was going to say masquerade party.
A masquerade. Ooh, classy.
Oh, yes.
Hey. Petrocito family. Look at that. Just number 6. That's all that's left. Just little tiny, teeny little number 6. And you guys have got this game.
Well, I spent Saturday at the dentist for my son, so I'm going to go with a dentist.
A dentist. Because you don't want them coughing all over you. What about a dentist? Is that number 6? Oh. First strike. What is that elusive little number 6 up there?
Could it be when you're at the nail salon?
Nail salon. Let's try it. Second strike. OK, the Stedden family could steal, so time to have a think. Down to you, boss.
Maybe if you're in disguise going to spy on someone, I think. What do you think?
I like it. Let's try it. No. Good try, though. Stedden's. Doreen, you got an option there?
No, Grant.
Okay. Tenace?
Hockey.
Hockey. Nice. Louise?
In a spray booth, like a spray painter.
Yep. Excellent. Karen?
Yours to choose.
Okay, I'm going to really go out on my own on this one. And I think when you're spraying chemicals, like when the pest man comes around spraying for spiders and cockroaches.
Mm. It's a really long answer.
I know.
But I know exactly who you're talking about.
Should we? You know that man, though.
I know that man. The man
who
kills the stuff around your place with the spray gear.
Yeah, and he comes dressed up like the exterminator.
exterminator.
He's the man I want.
Am I helping?
Yeah, you are.
Let's try it. No! The Petrocino family grabs some more points. Takes it to 232. This is number six. Hospital could be a place where they wear them. So it's 71, our carryover champs, to 232 right now. Look, you know Family Feud is on the internet as well. We just head to 10 Play, click on Family Feud. You can watch all the highlights of the show. You can play the official Family Feud game. Click on 10 Play right now. It's all right there. Triple points when we come back on the Feud in just a moment. Carryover champs sit on 71 right now, but the newbies have it on 232. So looking strong on this side at the moment, but it's the family that gets to 300 points. We'll go on to Fast Money and take a shot at $10,000. And it's triple points right now. So Doreen, Lisa, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top seven answers are on the board. Name a part of a car that's often replaced. Yes.
Tyres.
Tyres can be. Nice work. Pass the play. Do you love mediums, Annette?
Love mediums. Yes, I do.
What do you get out of that experience? Why mediums? Why do you love it?
Why? I like the experience that life just doesn't end here.
Yeah.
There's a journey that... somewhere, I think, better.
So when you go to a medium, who do you like to connect with?
I love to connect with my dad, who's passed about 4.5 years ago, my grandparents, pretty much anyone and anyone that wants to talk to me.
So how was the connection with your dad? How is he?
He's doing really well and he wished us luck today. And
oh, did he?
Yes, he did. We only saw a medium on Saturday, so...
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
did
he's doing well.
Did he manage to tell you whether you win or not?
He wouldn't let on.
The cheeky devil. Because we might not even have to play the rest of the game if he knew. We could just give you the money now.
Actually, he did. He said that we were going to win.
Oh! Let's see. Name a part of the car that's often replaced.
Windscreen wipers.
Windscreen wipers. Love it. Because if you don't replace them, when that rubber goes hard, then it goes...
Exactly how mine are going right about now.
It's a horrible sound.
It is. You get all those streaks.
Yeah, you do.
So it's actually worse.
Oh, it's horrible. And then you go, why did I turn them on? Name a part of the car that's often replaced.
Carburetor.
Carburetor. No strike of a freight. Laura.
Mine's got the wiper problem, but let's go with brake pads.
Brake pads. I like that. Yes. Yeah. Not too bad.
Lights.
Replace the lights. Let's see, lights on the board. Second strike. Annette.
Being a girl that doesn't drive and all, I don't know too much about vehicles. I just sit in them. But how about the windscreen in general?
You just, you know, if it's cracked...
It's cracked.
It's a safety hazard. You have to change the windscreen. And they crack all the time.
Yeah.
Let's try it. Third strike. OK, over to the Stedden family. Doreen, do you have an answer?
The pump.
The pump, Denise.
Oil.
Louise.
Windscreen.
Just had windscreen.
Oil.
Excellent choice. Karen.
All right, I'm going to go with the oil on this one.
We're going with the oil. Change the oil. It looks after the engine. Without the oil, there could be trouble. So you would replace the Sned and say, oil. Nice work, Sneddens. And takes you to 254. Number seven. Water. Bumper.
Battery.
Or the battery as well, because they can run flat. Now, neither team has scored 300 points, so it means sudden death time. Team captains, to the podium, please.
Good luck.
Now, there's only one answer on the board and it's worth triple points this time. Whoever wins sudden death right now will win the game and become tonight's champion family. Best of luck. We surveyed 100 people and the top answer is on the board. Name an essential item for camping. Annette?
Tent.
Is a tent the top answer for the win? Whoa! Your dad was right! Her dad was right! Congratulations! The Petrucino family win in a steal right at the end. Karen, Louise, Tanase, Doreen.
I don't think I could have gone on.
I love meeting you, Doreen. Oh, the Snedens. They will be taking home $1,550 from their time in Fast Money. So that goes in your little pockaroo. And we'll also be giving you guys a gift card for $1,000 for homewares to be shared by you all from Victoria's Basement, where world's famous brands are at famous basement prices. And you'll also take home our brand new Family Feud board game available at selected retailers. The Snedden family. Thanks for playing. Petrucino family. Fast Money time. Who's doing it? Annette's doing it, lovely, and Lisa's doing it. Let's just say, that chat that you and I had about your dad, I wasn't quite so sure. And then, at the last second, he was right.
He was right.
Did you know that all along? Because you just trust in it. That's amazing. Head back to our soundproof booth. We're going to play for $10,000 next in Fast Money on The Feud. Don't go anywhere.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Welcome back. It's Fast Money time here in The Feud. So let's see if the Petrucino family can now win some cash. I love saying your name. I love saying your name. Now, if you and Lisa get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000. Lisa is in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers right now. I'm going to ask you 5 questions, going to give you 20 seconds to answer. If you pass, we'll come back if there's time. Mm-hmm. And the clock starts at the end of the first question. You ready?
Yep.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck, Annette.
Thank you.
What's one present you don't want to receive at Christmas time?
Vacuum cleaner.
Name a common excuse for getting out of school sport.
Sick.
Name something you do when you're waiting for a bus.
Play on my phone.
Name something you borrow.
Money.
Name something you associate with royalty.
The Queen.
Pretty solid answers. Good job. Let's go. All right, hang on to me. What's one present you don't want to receive at Christmas time? You said... vacuum cleaner. You've received one for Christmas before, haven't you?
Not really, but...
Oh, good. Maybe it's because they're hard to wrap?
I hate vacuuming.
Yeah. Good answer. Survey says... I liked it, but just didn't score very high. Or at all. Name a common excuse for getting out of school sport, you said. You're sick. Survey says... Excellent. That's good. Name something you do when you're waiting for a bus, you said. Play on my phone. Survey says... Brilliant. Name something you borrow, you said. Money. Survey says... 37, yes. Name something you associate with royalty, you said. The Queen, survey says. Wow, man. Annette, amazing. Head back to the family, clear the board. Lisa.
How do you go?
Lisa. You only need to get 54 points.
Oh, God, pressure.
And you've got 10,000 bucks. No pressure at all. That's easy. I'm going to ask you the same 5 questions, but you're the second player and it's a little harder, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds. If you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time, and if you repeat an answer that's already there, you will hear this sound. And I'll ask you to try again. So can we remind everybody of Annette's answers? And 25 seconds on the clock, 2, please. Time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck.
Thank you.
What's one present you don't want to receive at Christmas time?
Knit a jumper.
Name a common excuse for getting out of school sport.
Ooh, hurt my leg.
Name something you do when you're waiting for a bus.
Play on your phone.
Try again.
Read a book.
Name something you borrow.
A
item of clothing.
Name something you associate with royalty.
The Queen.
Try again.
The King.
The King. Nice work. Nice. Turn around, let's go. So already, as you can see on the left-hand side, an amazing job by Annette, OK? Yeah. So what's one present you don't want to receive at Christmas time? You said a knitted jumper. Thanks, Nan. That's awesome. It's pretty hard to look surprised and amazed when you're just getting a knitted jumper. Yeah. Survey says... Socks was the top answer. So we need 54 still. Name a common excuse for getting out of school sport. You said, I hurt my leg. Survey says, 30. Feeling sick was the top answer, and Annette had that one, so we only need 24 points now. Name something you do when you're waiting for a bus. You said, read a book. Pretty good. Feel good about that as an answer?
Oh, look, I have to.
Yes, you do. You've already said it. You're committed now. Survey says... Whoa! Annette had the top answer of playing on the phone, so well done, Annette. Righto, so we need a grand total of 1 point from these last two answers for $10,000. That is an amazing position to be in right now. Are you feeling good?
Again, I have to, because if we lose by 1 point, that's a bit...
Stop being so matter-of-fact. Show me some emotion. Are you feeling it?
I'm excited. Let's do this.
Name something you borrow. You said... clothing. We're only looking for 1 point here.
Come on.
Survey says...
Yeah!